Blog Talk Radio.
Anointed one.
That's the Tiffany.
Your name is like a
your name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We honor your name, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for your word is true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We stand on your word, oh God. We praise and by your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name today, O God. We thank you, O God, for the opportunity to read your word and to how you have your Holy Spirit reveal God, reveal the magnificent face of God to us, his word and his will. We thank you, Lord, for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. Burst it forth in our hearts in Jesus' name. We bless God for every family represented on the call tonight, every individual, every family. We ask, oh God, that you meet them at the point of their needs and then give them super abundantly above in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory. We bless your name today in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the harvest on the seed sown tonight, 36 and 100-fold. In Jesus' name, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And again, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name today because all of it belongs to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to embark upon a teaching that will probably take 3 weeks to get it to you. But it's necessary for the body of Christ. The 9 gifts of the Spirit. I need you to get your books, your composition notebook or whatever you're going to keep notes in. I need you to get your pen, your pencil, your magic marker, whatever you're going to use, your player to write. Because we are about a mighty good work. And what God will share with us in Jesus' name will change our lives forever for the good. Forever for the good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is the Lord.
Jesus is the Lord.
Oh, bless God. I was just checking on y'all. Hallelujah.
We on the call, Pastor.
Be sensitive to the Spirit, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because God wants to share some stuff with you. Now, first of all, I'm going to give you this name again. His name is Neal Reyes. N-E-A-L is his first name, and it actually means champion. Hallelujah, glory to God. Reyes means yes, R-E-S, R-E-Y-E-S. You're going to say yes again. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can find him on YouTube, also on neilreyes.com. He has been a blessing to me, a blessing to my wife, a blessing to those who have listened to him. Because in his champion minute, he takes about 12 to 15 minutes to give a truth where the rubber meets the road. And tonight we are embarking upon the 9 gifts of the Spirit. We're going to have actually 4 videos that we are sharing, or 4 audios that we are sharing. After the end of each audio, there will be 5 minutes of discussion, comments, any questions. And we have a sensational timekeeper. His name is Pastor Peaches. And she will let us know when 5 minutes are up. we'll go directly into the next video, which will take 12 to 15 minutes. We're doing the 9 gifts of the Spirit, but tonight we're doing just 3 of them. As you will hear, the 9 gifts of the Spirit are divided into 3 groups of 3. You have the revelation gifts. You have the power gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the inspiration gifts. Hallelujah. Without further ado, and when I do this, it might be a commercial. I'll skip the commercial and get right into Neil Reyes.
Called the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are often referred to as the manifestation gifts as well. We'll go over that in a minute as we get into the Word. But today what we're doing is we're starting a new series. This is going to be a 2-week series, and we're going to be talking about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. The reason why we're going to do this is obviously we were led to by the Holy Spirit. But as we do, we're going to do a deep dive into each of the gifts of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. What we want to discuss in this is we want to understand and discuss the ministry of the Holy Spirit himself. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are meant for the edification of the body of Christ. Now, when I say edification, sometimes people don't understand how that word is applied when it refers to the word. Edification simply means building up. These 9 gifts are meant for the building up of the body of Christ. What I will tell you, though, is that the gifts are mostly meant for the body of Christ, but there are also some of these gifts that are meant as a witness to the non-believer. We're going to discuss that later because sometimes people think these are only for the body of Christ, and I'm going to show you later as we do our deep dive into each of the gifts, you're going to see that certain gifts actually have witnessing power to the non-saved. But as a general rule, these 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the reason why they're so important is because they're meant for the building up of the body of Christ. You know, there's certain people out there or denominations out there who they're believers. You know, they believe in God and they believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, praise God, and we're going to see them in heaven and hanging out, praise God. But unfortunately, they're leaving one of the most powerful things they can be using as a spiritual weapon to reach the lost and reach the body of Christ within the world. They're leaving it off the table right now. And what I mean by they're leaving it off the table is some people feel that the gifts of the Holy Spirit don't operate anymore, that they came around for just a short period right after the death and resurrection of Jesus, and it was just for a brief period with the apostles. I'm going to tell you that that's actually not correct, but I'm also not here to offend you. So that being said, if you're of a denomination or of a raising, maybe you were brought up in a certain way where you didn't believe that these are there, then use these next 2 weeks to really dive into God's Word with us, discover what his Word says in the new way, and then let him be your guide as he should. Go before him in your private prayer time and seek him. Because anything that I say or anyone else says, you should always prove for yourself anyways. That's what a responsible believer does. As a responsible believer, you go back to God's Word and you dig it out. So today we're going to be talking about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like I said, these are sometimes referred to as the 9 manifestation gifts, but they're the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we start to study this, I want to get right in the Word, and I'm going to give you a general scripture, or I shouldn't say general scripture, but it's a scripture where it talks about the actual 9 gifts. And as we do that, we're then going to use each of the days over the next 2 weeks to do a deep dive on each of the specific gifts. Let's go ahead and get into the Word and start our study. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to be starting verse 1, and then we're going to skip right down to verse 4. So we're starting at verse 1 and then skipping down to verse 4. Ready? Let's read. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Now we're going to skip down to verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now, as we begin reading this, one of the first things it talks about is this is actually the Apostle Paul talking. He's the one that wrote this. This was a letter to the Church of Corinth. And he was writing this that he didn't want them to be ignorant of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to point out something that I feel is very key when we're studying the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is that when the apostles, the original 12 apostles, actually learned directly from Jesus. In other words, they learned through and from Jesus directly, You know, they walked around with him. He ministered to them. He taught them. They saw him working. They saw his works. They saw what he did. They learned directly through him. The Apostle Paul, if you know the story of him, he did not turn around and learn through Jesus. He was out busy persecuting Christians at the time. So the Apostle Paul, when he came to repentance and came to know the Lord, he actually had to learn directly through the Holy Spirit. I think that's a key thing to point out, because when we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and some people think that that only happened for a brief period right after Jesus, you know, what you have to understand is the gifts of the Holy Spirit is when someone is saved. You cannot have any of the gifts if you're not saved. But when you're a saved, born-again believer, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. When you do that and you ask for forgiveness of your sins and that repentance, you know, you get repentance and the Lord comes upon you in your life, that is manifested, or I should say that is evident through the manifesting of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, that may not happen at once, but eventually those are gifts that will come upon you if you position yourself correctly to receive. You know, it tells us in the Word that the Holy Spirit gives them to each as he wills, meaning no one can do anything to earn the gifts, but there are things as a believer you can do to position yourself to receive them. One of the best things you can do, and we're not studying that today, but if I were to take you to the book of Galatians and study the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, I would show you that if you grow in those, or as you grow in those, you will begin to position yourselves from a character standpoint to be able to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, that being said, one of the main reasons as we're teaching this that you're going to see is oftentimes when I'm teaching this subject, you see people who turn around and they'll recognize that these gifts have already been operating to some degree within their life. The reason why it's so important to understand them is that with all things, the more you understand something, the more comfortable you become with it, the more confidence you gain from it. And the more confidence you gain from it, the more you're willing to step out and use it. And I will tell you that the more you use it, it tells us in the Word that he who's faithful with little will be ruler over much. As you turn around and you're faithful with the gifts you've been given, God will recognize that and you'll see more gifts come upon you. I also want to tell you that as you're doing that, sometimes people ask, how many gifts can a person have operate within their life? I'm going to tell you it's possible for a person to have all 9 gifts operate in their life. Now, I can think of people right now who are very popular pastors who have written books who have said that that's not the case. And what they use as their scripture for that is that if you had all 9 gifts, then why would we need the rest of the body of Christ? Well, I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, that someone who has a lack of understanding on how the gifts actually operate. Now, I'm not putting them down. These are good men and women of God who have actually turned around and reached many souls out there. But I'm going to tell you, in the gifts, there's nothing you can do to make them work. The Holy Spirit gives them to you as he deems, as he wills. But when they're on you, you can't operate or manufacture a moving of the Holy Spirit whenever you want. You know, if you operate by a word of wisdom or gifts of healing, you can't just turn that on and turn it off. That's just not the way that works. So, yes, it's possible for someone to have all 9 gifts. And I will tell you, though, that you can't make them come on. So at sometimes you'll find even though you operate in that gift, sometimes it'll flow through you and other times it won't. It may be other gifts. That's why we need the whole body of Christ, because we're meant to complement each other. But that's not to say that someone can't receive all 9 gifts. I will also tell you that as you're operating in these gifts, even though you cannot manufacture it, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you do need to be obedient to it, to the operation of those gifts. You don't want to quench the Holy Spirit. You want to be, pliable. You want to be, I don't say nimble, but you want to be pliable in the way that he can use you and you can be obedient to be used by the gifts. These gifts, remember, are meant for the building up of the body of Christ, and in some cases, they're meant as a witness to the lost, but we'll talk about that later. The last thing I want to go into before we close is as we begin this two-week teaching, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are actually broken down into three groups of three. So when we study this, we're actually going to break this down into three different groups, and we're going to do a deep dive into each individual scripture. These are the scriptures that we're going to be covering. The first one we have is the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts are consistent of the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. We also will be covering the power gifts. The power gifts include faith, miracles, and gifts of healings. We're also going to be covering the inspiration gifts. These are sometimes also referred to as the motivation or motivational gifts. The inspiration gifts consist of diverse tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Guys, I'm really excited about this study. Every time I do a teaching on this, and every time I've done a teaching on this in the past, we've seen people grow so much, and it's so awesome, especially now more than ever, because we know we're closer to the end than anyone's ever been before. But as we're closer to the end, that means we're also closer to the return of Christ, which means that there's a sense of urgency to reach the lost. And the way we reach the lost is by having a well-equipped, well-informed body of Christ. We are experiencing end-time prophecies around us all the time, and we're seeing God's glory and grace pour out heavier now than it's ever been before because we're closer to the end, and there's more anointing that's pouring out because we're in a sense of urgency that we need to reach the lost. Guys, as we dive into this over the next 2 weeks, I ask that you stay with us, and if you have questions, be sure to reach out to us through our contact page on our website. You can find that at neilreyes.com. At the same point, we stream all of our teachings there. They're available to be streamed 24 hours a day. In addition, we also invite you to connect us on our social media. You can find us on our YouTube channel, which we invite you to subscribe. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter. If you do that, it makes it easy for you to share what we're sharing with you easily on your social media feeds so that you can share it with those that you love. Guys, in addition to that, we also want to invite you. This is something new that the Lord has impressed upon us recently, but we want to invite you that if there are subjects that you're needing help with or if there are areas that you'd like to hear about, then send us comments, and we'll be sure to pray about that and go before the Lord so we can put teachings together based around the things that you're needing help with. You can either do that through our contact page on our website or simply drop them in our comments on any of our YouTube videos. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. The first 5 minutes is now. Check it out, y'all. Pastor Peter.
Y'all are any questions?
Power on.
Any questions? Comments?
Yes. The three gifts of the Spirit were...
Okay.
Are.
Say that again.
The three gifts of the Spirit are.
Okay. You're talking about the three groups of the gifts of the Spirit. There are actually nine gifts of the Spirit.
Right. But the three you're working on tonight are.
Oh, the ones we're working on tonight is the, is the revelation gifts. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits.
If you're over 40 and don't have life insurance,
and discernment of spirits.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode
word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits.
Right.
Any more questions? How many minutes we got left?
Three.
Power on.
Okay.
And the second group, this is from Camilla, and the second group was power, and the third group was inspiration?
Yes.
Yeah, those are the three groups of three. Revelation gifts, power gifts, and inspiration gifts. Revelation gifts reveal something. Power gifts do something. And inspiration gifts say something. Well, what we're going to be dealing with today are the revelation gifts. And they are, again, hallelujah, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. You may not get them in that order, but those are the three we're going to be discussing today. I was able to tee up. Discernment of spirits, so we can deal with discernment of spirits, okay?
All right.
All right.
How many minutes we got left?
A couple more.
All right. Anybody have any other questions?
His name was Neil Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S.
Yes.
Reyes.
Yes, Reyes. Reyes. It's Reyes, but just make sure that you get it spelled right. Is R-E and then Y-E-S, but it's one word, Neil Reyes. And you can get him on YouTube or any of the other. I flow with YouTube most of the time. I don't go into Facebook and all that other kind of stuff. All right.
Where is he from?
Good question. I don't know. I really don't know. I'll find out. Good question. Wherever he's from, he's from the Holy. The Holy Spirit works through him in a simple, mm-hmm. down to earth, just where we live type of way, where the rubber meets the road. He's not pretending. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to beat anybody up. He's trying to help the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On the express train too.
Free. You can go to his website, neilreyes.com, and you can go to his website and get any teaching you want, absolutely free. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is called discerning of spirits. Again, today's topic that we're discussing is called discerning of spirits. If you've been following along with us, we've started a two-week study that we're covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we talk about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, sometimes these gifts are also referred to as the nine manifestation gifts. And you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to find these gifts, or the list of these gifts is what I should say. We're covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and currently right now we're covering what we refer to as the revelation gifts. Now, something that's important to understand, as we've been saying, is that with the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, they're actually broken up into three groups of three. You have the revelation gifts, you have the power gifts, and you have the inspiration gifts. We've been covering the past couple of days the revelation gifts. We covered the word of wisdom, we covered the word of knowledge, and now we're covering discerning of spirits. As we do, we want to get right into this, and we want to discuss what this is because there's a lot of material around this that we'd like to cover, and we want to make you sure that you're well-equipped. The first thing I want to do is I want to talk about what the discerning of spirits is not. What the discerning of spirits is not is, first of all, when people refer to it as a gift of discernment, it's not that. Okay, so let's just make that clear. The gift of discerning of spirits is exactly that. It's the discerning of spirits. This is not the ability to read minds. This is not the ability to it's not the gift of suspicion where if you suspect somebody of something, then that means that's automatically what's going on. No, that's not what this is. What the gift of the discernment is it's a divine ability that the Holy Spirit gives you where you're able to tell by a person's motivations or their behaviors what spirit they're being led by. In other words, you're able to tell what spirit they have in them based on how they're motivated or how they're operating. You're able to tell through the discerning of spirits what is motivating them as far as a spiritual presence goes. Now, as we talk about this, here's why this is so important. You know, we all have five senses, and if unless you have some type of impairment, you have five senses. You have the sense of sight, you have the sense of smell, you have the sense of touch, you have the sense of hearing, you have the sense of touch, okay? So five senses. However, when you're looking up at the stars, if you want to see the galaxy or stars that are far away, sometimes you can't see them by looking up at night and looking at them. Even if you go out in the middle of the country where there's no light pollution, you can't see them. You have to rely on a telescope. A telescope takes your natural senses and enhances it to where you can see what's out in space. Same thing on the Earth, on the world right now. If you want to turn around and look at something on the cellular level, whether that's skin tissue or something like that, your natural eye can't see that either. You have to rely on a microscope. So what a gift of discerning of spirits is it's a divine gift that the Holy Spirit gives us that allows us to understand the spirits that are motivating a person behind their actions or, you know, as far as what motivates them. It's what helps us to understand that. And I will tell you it's a super valuable gift. In fact, I will tell you that I also believe that this particular gift is one of the main gifts that always stays on. In other words, there are some gifts that come on and turn off and come on and turn off as the Holy Spirit's ministering through you. But two of the gifts that I feel always operate through you, this is one of them. This is a gift that I believe that if you're sensitive enough to being led by the Holy Spirit, this gift will always be on. Now, I want to go ahead and get right into some word to show you where this is at. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to go straight to verse 10, and this is where it first talks about this when it's giving the list of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's read. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to go down to verse 10. To another discerning of spirits. Now, when we talk about that, I've already told you what it is, but we want to talk about its purpose and why it's operating. So in order to do that, I want to take you right back in the Word, and I'm going to take you to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So Hebrews 4, verse 12. Let's read. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I will tell you that with the gift of discerning of spirits, it allows you to divide soul from spirit. In other words, this gift can be so fine-tuned if you're sensitive enough to the leading of the Holy Spirit that it can allow you to separate between soul and spirit. In other words, you're able to determine the spirits that are operating a person that motivate their intent, that motivate their decisions, that motivate their behaviors. This is given to us for protection so that we can be led by the Spirit, so that we're careful to pay attention who we operate or associate with. One of the things I teach often is you are who you hang with. But what happens is when you hang out with people, you have to be a bigger influence on them than they are on you. And spiritually, they can say all the right things and know all the verses in the Bible. But if they are not operating by the correct spirits or the correct intents or behaviors or actions, you need to know not to associate with them. And I mean by associate them, I'm talking bring them into your close circle of friendship. Well, how do you do that? By operating in the gift of discerning of spirits. That's one of the ways this can help you. I will also tell you that this gift can greatly help you in leadership when you're making choices, especially when you're having to appoint people to leadership positions, whether you're in ministry, whether you're in just a regular business within the secular world, doesn't matter. This gift has divine appointment within your life to help you appoint the correct people that you need for the correct positions because it's a gift of discerning of spirits. I'm telling you, it can help you. I've used it for years and years. It is such a valuable gift. I also want to take you to another story, and this is in the Bible out of the book of Acts. This is chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. This is when Peter and John, where the word came to them that the word of God had reached Samaria. And so they sent, the apostles sent Peter and John to go and minister to them. And as they arrived, they realized that they had the word, but the Holy Spirit hadn't fallen upon them yet. So they go ahead and lay hands on them. But as they do, there's a sorcerer within the audience who wants this gift. And Peter confronts them. This is what it is. Acts chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Simon's the sorcerer. Saying, give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. What you have to understand is that Peter was able to use the gift of discernment to see what the others could not. It wasn't like he walked in and this guy had a name badge out there at a convention. It's like, hello, my name is. It's not like this guy had a name badge that said, hello, my name is Simon. I'm a sorcerer. That's not what that is at all. He was able to discern through the gifts of discerning of spirits. He was able to discern the spirits that were operating this guy that were motivating his intent. And that's why it helped him. Man, I can go on and on with stories about how this operated in the apostles' lives, how it operated in the Word. I can tell you about stories how it operated in my own life. I'll share a quick story with you, and then we'll close. A while back, one of the things as I was preparing this teaching that the Lord brought to remembrance is I remember a time a while back when my family and I were shopping. This is years ago. We were redoing our backyard, and so we were doing some landscaping. And as we were, my family and I went to, I believe it was Lowe's at the time. And as we went to Lowe's, we were in their outdoor gardening section, and as we were there shopping around, and all of a sudden this person started walking down the aisle towards us. Well, as they did, I felt something in my spirit go off, and when I looked up, it was like razor sharp. I felt impressed to look up and hone in on a specific person, not scanning the room, but looked up and honed in on a specific person because there were other people around. And when I did, instantly, I knew what it was. This guy was being tormented by demons and led by demons or devils. I knew it, just like that. I knew it. It went off of my spirit. And when it did, I saw him, and I asked the Lord quietly inside, Lord, do you want me to go help this or address this gentleman? And he said no. He just wanted to bring it to my attention so that I could protect my family. And so we had our kids, and they were pretty small at the time, and I turned around, and I said, Katie, hold up. And I said, kids, come to Dad. And so my kids, you know, they're playing, they love playing in the guardian section. It's like a playground. So they turned around and they came to me, and I held them close. And Katie goes, what's wrong? I said, I'll tell you in a minute. The gentleman walked towards us, and right as he approached about 10 feet within my wife and I, he purposely avoided making eye contact with me. I mean, he was walking up, and the moment he came close, he put his head down and was like looking away. He walked in straight at us, and then stopped and did a complete arch around us, like a half circle, completely around us, like as if he had had to avoid an obstacle. He did a complete arch all the way around us, and about 10 feet on the other side, started to walk in a straight line again. And my wife turned around and said, what was that all about? And I said, I'll tell you later. Let's shop and have a good time. Well, later I expressed to her what the Holy Spirit had shown me. Now, some people might say, well, how come you didn't go free that man? I'm going to share something with you. Whenever someone has a demon operating within their life, you cannot cast the demon out of them if the person is unwilling to let the demon go. I'm going to say that again. If ever a person has a demon operating within their life, you cannot cast the demon out unless the person is willing to let the demon go. If you turn around and pray over them, you might cast it out, but it's going to come right back in. But in most cases, the demon won't come out because the person is unwilling to let the demon go. That being said, guys, that concludes our story on the gift of discerning of spirits. I hope you found this teaching educational and encouraging. This is such a powerful gift. I wish I had more time to just continue to share with you because it's such a deep gift. Guys, as always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com. You can also swing by our social media. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also find us on Facebook and Twitter and share these teachings. You know, we post these teachings at no cost. They're available. We stream 24 hours a day on our website or social media. We want to get the word out, and we're asking you to help us. If these teachings are encouraging to you and you're learning, then share them on your social media feed. Share them with your family, your friends, your circles, so that you can help get this word out and partner with us to get God's word out. Guys, in addition to that, if you have any areas that you would like to be taught in our subjects, we invite you to swing by our website and on our contact page, fill out the form and send it to us. Those forms, will, my staff will make sure they come directly to me so I can see what you're wanting to inquire about being led on or being taught on. And as I see those, I'll take them before the Lord and be led so we can teach you guys on the areas you feel you want to be taught in. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Power off.
All right. Pastor Peters, if you would, while I key up the next.
All right, I'll, at the time of the 5 minutes, any questions, anybody?
Yes, Acts 8 and what was the story of the man trying to buy the spirit? Her Acts 8, I didn't get the other verse.
I mean, I didn't, and all I wrote down was Acts 8, too.
It was Acts 8.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was like, it was Acts 8, 18 through 23.
Thank you. I had 18, yeah, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, girl. Many hands make a load drink. When am I going to meet you? You better come to church, girl. You better come to church. Praise the Lord. This is so good. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But I see how important it is to have that gift on board so you know what you're dealing with. Praise the Lord.
And a lot of times people operate, and they don't know that they operate in us.
Yes. Makes you armed for battle, so you can put yourself in danger, too. Thank you, Jesus.
Any
other? This man been on my life.
Did you get the other, did you get the scripture in that was in Hebrews 4?
Hebrews 4 and 12, I got that.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus.
And this is something when y'all laying down, I know at nighttime, a lot of times what I do, I have my phone on, and I'll go to sleep, listen to the scriptures. And this is something you can go on, you can go to YouTube at night and pull up Neil Reyes and just have your phone on automatic, and he'll go from one to the other, and you can go to sleep by it.
I can't sleep after this.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But you in heaven while you sleep, and me, it gets down in your spirit. Oh, my gosh.
And mercy.
Mm-mm-mm. Any other questions?
Neil Reyes, word of wisdom.
I'm going to see me one moment. Tiffany? I don't know. Okay, she's on the line. I invited my cousin to join our Bible study tonight also. Hello, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Get on the skateboard.
Hopefully you'll hear something that will that you like.
I'm listening.
And if you have any questions,
I'm listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Reyes, word of wisdom.
We should be every time that
One more minute. Anybody have any more questions?
Where the earth had flooded. In fact, you'll hear some teachers talk about that they'd never even had rain up into that time. So people, when he turned around and tried to warm within the power gifts, is the gift of faith. Now, we want to get right into what the gift of faith is and what the gift of faith is not. One of the things to understand is that when people talk... Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute.
Willie, can you send links to this?
If the pastor, if he's calling, if he's, I have to see if he's doing the phone the same way he usually does.
Okay.
Power on.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
5 minutes.
Yes, 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes up.
Okay.
Called A Word of Knowledge. If you've been with us, you know that this week and next week we're covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. These gifts are sometimes referred to as well as the nine manifestation gifts. And as we study the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, one of the things we've talked about is that the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are actually broken up into three categories. You have the revelation gifts, the power gifts, and the inspiration gifts. Currently, we're studying the revelation gifts, and in yesterday's teaching, we covered a word of wisdom. As a quick recap, what a word of wisdom is, it's a supernatural revelation from the Lord about a word for a future event. In other words, it's a word of a future event that has not occurred yet. Today, we're going to be covering a word of knowledge, and as we're covering a word of knowledge, I want to get right into what it is and what it isn't. First of all, let's talk about what it isn't. What a word of knowledge is not is when someone is very knowledgeable about many things or is knowledgeable in broad areas. That is not what a word of knowledge is. What a word of knowledge is, as defined for us in the Word, is when God gives us supernatural revelation, when he gives us supernatural understanding about a past or current event that we could not have any understanding or knowledge about without him giving it to us. So again, a word of knowledge is not when someone is knowledgeable about many things. That's not what that is. What a word of knowledge is when a person has knowledge about a current or past situation that has been revealed to them by God that there is no other way for them to know about it. In other words, it has to come from God. And oftentimes it'll come as an impression. Sometimes he'll lay it on your heart. Sometimes he'll impress upon you to start praying and reveal it to you through intercessory prayer. There's many ways in which this gift operates. And one of the things we want to continue to reiterate throughout the course of this teaching and this series is that when the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate, they're meant to operate for the building up or edification of the body of Christ. Now, yes, they do have some of them, not all of the gifts, but some of the gifts also have external witnessing powers. This is one of them. However, the broad spectrum of these gifts is for the building up or edification of the body of Christ. When a word of knowledge is imparted on you, one of the things we also want to talk about all the gifts is that man sometimes likes to compartmentalize things in order to understand them. In other words, if they were boxes, they think that sometimes when boxes, that when a gift of the Spirit's operating, that it's that one box that's operating at that time. And that's usually not the way it works. When a gift of the Holy Spirit is operating or manifesting, there's usually several gifts that are manifesting for support reasons at the same time. And so, yes, one may come to the surface more as a primary gift, but there's other gifts that are supporting it usually as well. Now, that being said, the reason and purpose why God has blessed us with the word of knowledge is for a couple reasons. The first one is for a witnessing purpose, whether it be within the body or outside the body. That's when God supernaturally reveals something to somebody. And it's always a word about a current situation or something from the past. And it's about something that the person could not have known about without God supernaturally revealing it to them. If it's ever a word about the future, then that's a word of wisdom. But as you grow and operate in these gifts and as the Holy Spirit blesses you with the ability of these gifts, sometimes you'll find the word of knowledge and word of wisdom operating in tandem. In other words, the Lord might have you speaking to someone about their past, and then he'll have you give them a word about their future because those gifts were operating in tandem. It doesn't always work like that, but it certainly can. Now, at the same time, in addition to the witnessing factor for both in and outside the body of Christ, a word of knowledge will sometimes often come on you with a sense of urgency. And the reason being is because when it comes on you, the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to urgently pray for a current situation. In fact, a word of wisdom can come like that as well, because it could be something that's going to be happening in the next few hours or something to come. But when God gives us these gifts, they are coming through his Holy Spirit, and he's showing them to us for a reason. They're imparting upon us and operating with for a reason. Now, one of the things we want to do is we want to get right into the Word. And one of the things we've used as a foundational scripture, and we'll continue to, is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, specifically through verses 4 through 11, as the Apostle Paul. I want to take you right now to verse 8, where it talks about a word of knowledge. Let's read. It says, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So, as we're talking about these gifts, this is one of the revelation gifts, a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is about a current or past situation. It's never about a future. That's a word of wisdom. A word of knowledge is when God imparts upon you about a past or current situation that you can know nothing about, that he imparts upon you to pray. Now, that being said, let me give you some examples with that. An example I would give you of that would be directly from the ministry of Jesus. If you know the story when Jesus was sitting at the well and the Samaritan woman came up at noon and she came to get a drink of water, you know, there's some, I don't want to say anomalies, but there's some things about that story that we know it has significance. Because most of the time people wouldn't go to the well during the middle of the day when it's at the hottest to get this heavy well or, you know, jug that they're going to lower all the way in and bring it back up and carry it back. It just wasn't a common time for that to do it. At the same time, Samaritans didn't interface with the Jews at that time. And yet Jesus was Jewish, and this was a Samaritan woman. Well, as she approaches the well, one of the things that Jesus does is he tells her, hey, can you offer me a drink of water, please? And as they begin to speak, they start talking. And one of the things he tells her is he says, why don't you go get your husband? And she tells him, she says, I don't have a husband. And he says, that's right. You don't have a husband. You've actually had 5 husbands, and the man you're currently living with is not your husband. It was a word of knowledge that God imparted upon Jesus so that he could witness to this woman who was unsaved. Now, if I go to another standpoint or another time with it, I would take you to a story of Peter. And Peter's in Joppa, and he's on the house of Simon the Tanner, and he's praying. And as he's praying in the Spirit, the Lord turns around and gives him a vision. And as he gives him a vision, it's about some animals and things like that. And basically, he ends up explaining to Peter, as Peter seeks the interpretation of his vision, that there were going to be some men coming up who were actually Gentiles. And that when they come up, that he's to turn around and go with them back to the house of Cornelius. It was a word of knowledge that was given to Peter. But at the same time, the Lord also gave a word of knowledge to Cornelius, because prior to that, when he was visiting with Cornelius, who was a Gentile, he was not a Jew, he was explaining to him that he wanted him to send some men to go get Peter the Apostle from the, and he was going to be at the house of Simon the Tanner. And he gave him specific knowledge around that. And obviously, if you know the story, Peter, the apostle Peter, went back to Cornelius' house and witnessed to them, and they had what I would call a great revival. Now, a word of knowledge, in recap, a word of knowledge is when God supernaturally gives you a word, a revelation, about a current or past situation that you can know nothing about. I've had this operate many times within my own life. In fact, many times when I'm talking to believers and they're recognizing they have this gift, they usually recognize they have it because at times they'll be in bed at night and they'll wake up and they feel impressed to pray or they feel a burden and they don't know what's wrong. Sometimes you have to pray through that burden and God gives you the revelation or knowledge of what he needs you to pray about in an urgent manner at that moment. And oftentimes you'll hear people say that they talk to such and such or a friend, and the person that they felt heavily impressed to pray about, later on they told them that they avoided the car accident or they avoided this or they avoided that because of that word of knowledge that the Lord blessed them with. I want to share with you a time that was very powerful as I was first growing within this gift and learning the understanding of it and the operations of it, that it happened within my life. Years and years ago, when my wife and I first started off in ministry, we started off how many people do. We started off by doing Bible studies. And we really enjoyed doing Bible studies. It was an opportunity for us to welcome people into our house. We got to turn around and host them and love on them with food and go through the studies, and we had a good time. Well, one of the things we did as a characteristic within that cell group, within that Bible study we led, is after we would give the teaching, we would turn around at the end, we would get in the circle with whoever was there, and in a prayer circle, ask if anyone had any prayer needs, and we could lift up for them. And what we would do is we would give the opportunity for the people within the group to pray for each other. That way they could learn to begin to pray out loud and learn how to pray. It was a time of instruction and a time for them to build up and form closer fellowship, because iron sharpens iron. They were able to pray over the people around them and form those good friendships. Well, as we were doing that, there was this one girl who stood up and said she really needed some prayer. She had talked about that she was getting ready to go through a divorce and that the relationships within her life, especially her marriage, was just in a mess. And she didn't know why that was, but that she had went to church the week before at her local church, and they had had a guest speaker who was operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when he was operating that, he had operated in a word of knowledge. She didn't know it at the time what it was, but he had given her a word about her past. And when she came up, as he was ministering to people, he had explained to her that, even not knowing anything about her, he'd never met her before, but explaining to her that currently at the time she was going through failed relationships. And the reason why her relationships were failing was because she had anger, and it was coming from her past. But that was it. The Lord gave him a word of knowledge. He didn't give him a sentence or a paragraph or a book. He gave him a word of knowledge. And as he gave him a word of knowledge, he expressed that to her. Well, she went home and she prayed about it and sought it, but she didn't know where it was coming from, only that it was coming from her past, because that was the word that was given to her. Well, fast forward about a week, and she comes over to our Bible study. And as we're there, and as she's mentioning that, right before we go on a prayer, the Lord gives me a continued word of knowledge for her. So I simply kindly say to her, hey, we're going to go ahead and go on a prayer. Everybody lift your people up in prayer. But when we're done, would you mind if Katie and I speak with you? I want to speak with you and my wife for a second. She goes, sure. So we do our prayer, and a couple minutes later we finish. Everybody moves out of our front room and goes to our kitchen so they can start eating. And I call my wife over, and her and I sit down with this girl. And as we're talking with her, I said, hey, when you spoke about that word of knowledge that was given to you, I heard the Lord speak something to me, and I'm going to share it with you. And I don't want it to offend you, but he showed me where your anger is coming from. And I want to share with you that it's coming from a place different than where you've ever expected it to. In fact, you went through something when you were younger, and it was such a hard thing to go through that you thought you were making the right choice at the time because you weren't walking with the Lord. And as you made this choice over time, it's kind of reminisced and come up in your life, and it's been painful, so you've squished it down. And you've squished it down. And every time it's come up, you've squished it down. And you've squished it down so much that now you don't even remember what it is. But just like when you turn around and throw garbage, you know, if you have a bag of trash, instead of taking it out to the street, if you turn around and you throw it in your pantry, you can shove it in the back and shove it further and shove it further, but over time, that stink is still going to get stronger and stronger. I said, I want to ask you a question, and please don't be offended, but just know that the Lord loves you and he wants to heal you. And I said, in your past, when you were younger, you had an abortion. I said, is that correct? And the moment I told her that, her eyes glossed over and the tears began to come. And as she did that, I said, in fact, you didn't just have one, you had multiple. And she confirmed for me that, in fact, she hadn't just had one, but she had had several. In fact, I believe she said she had four at the time. When she did that, the tears came, and she heaved, and she cried. You see, there is no way for me to know what she was going through without the Lord showing me. I had never known this lady before that time. This is a good woman, a good sister. But she had made a decision when she was younger. She had made some bad choices. And then she made another bad choice on top of it because she thought it was a choice she needed to protect her future. The enemy is so keen on trying to get people to be isolated and pick them off or make them feel like they're an island unto themselves. I will tell you that when he does that, that's one of his main tactics, to try to pick people off. I want to share with you that if you have been through something hard within your life, just like that lady, God is not judging you out of anger. That's not what the God does. God wants to love you and throw his arms around you and offer healing to you. I want to let you know that that lady found healing today, that day. And when she walked out of our house, she left a different person than the way she came in, and the Lord was able to minister to her. Unfortunately, she did go through a divorce. But as the Lord ministered to her and helped her heal over that past situations that she had been through in her life, I want to let you know that she later remarried the husband that she had divorced from, and she was very happy when I spoke to her next after she had got remarried to him. Guys, that is the way a word of knowledge operates. A word of knowledge is always a supernatural revelation from the Lord about a past or current situation that we could not know about. And it comes for either witnessing purposes for within the body or outside the body, but at the same time, it also sometimes comes with a sense of urgency so that we can urgently pray about a situation. Guys, I hope you found this teaching encouraging. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com and also swing by our social media. You can find our YouTube channel where you can subscribe to it on YouTube or on Facebook. You can find us, or you can find us on Twitter. If these teachings are meaning something to you, we invite for you to share them on your social media feeds and to point your friends and family and the people within your circles to them so it can help them as well. And as always, we also want to start telling you that if there's a subject you'd like to learn about, we invite you to share that with us. Simply go to our website at neilreyes.com, jump on the contact form. It takes just a second to fill out, and let us know what you'd like to be taught on. As you do that, we'll take those before the Lord and pray about it. And as we're led, we'll teach on those subjects so we can help you with the things you want to know about. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we.
Power off.
God. Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
Awesome, awesome. I pass the pieces in your hands while I try to key up the next one.
We turn the time into 5 minutes. Any questions? Y'all still there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That was awesome. I mean, that was something.
Yes.
A lot of pastors, a lot of churches don't believe in the gifts. And a lot of their people hungry, and a lot of their people suffer a whole lot of things because they don't, because they're only going by what's being taught and preached over the pulpit. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you want more, sometimes you have to find some place that's given more. Any questions?
Well, I like the part where he said that, well, the lady, she did get divorced, right, because at that time she wasn't saved and, she didn't know God. But then she did get herself together to know him. But then she remarried him, and I guess they did have happily ever after. But in the process, then he had to be saved just as well in order for the marriage to be happily ever after.
The word of God does say, how can two walk together except they agree? We don't know if both of them were saved. Neil Reyes doesn't say that, but that. Oh, excuse me, one minute. So we hope so, we trust so, but he didn't share that, so we can only go by what he says. But we know that when one person is saved and another person is not saved, and you're in a union, it does bring about friction. There's plenty of opportunities for friction.
Mm-hmm. But a person with a word of knowledge can really bring you out of bondage that you didn't even know lay dormant underneath until they pulled it up. And then you are faced with it, and you have a decision to make at that time. Accept it or not.
Yeah.
And she did. And she was healed.
Mm-hmm. And then after she was made aware of it, and she had to, a lot of times when something like that happens, even after somebody makes you aware of something, you have to come out of denial. You have to face it.
Yeah.
Or to be healed, to go on, to move past it. You have to, just like somebody says, an alcoholic has to admit that he's an alcoholic before he can be delivered of it, he has to acknowledge it. And so therefore, and when Neil Reyes shared with her what God had given to him, and that's when she broke down and she started crying. Yeah. Jesus healing. Because a lot of times we think that we're being judged, we're being condemned, we feel like, oh, God can't forgive me of this. And a lot of times we don't know, not until God let us know where a certain thing is stemming from. Sometimes we don't know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. But he was able to share with her, hey, when you were younger, you made some wrong choices. That's where mm-hmm. that's coming from. And not until God was able to share with him, was he able to share with her, she couldn't run anymore from it. She had to face it.
Right.
And then the healing can come. The healing was able to come. Then that brought restoration eventually between her and her husband, because there was friction between them two. And that's where it was coming. She had some anger in there that was putting a friction in her marriage, and she didn't know where it was coming from, but God had to reveal. Then the healing could come.
Look at David, when he was confronted with his sin, and he repented. Took him a whole year.
And that's what happened with me several times. I could be, you know, speaking with someone, and, you know, and they could be speaking to me on a personal level, you know, and at that time I'm just a listener, you know, because I'm trying to, God has given me the insight to gather the information of exactly what you're saying. But then the next thing I know, when I start speaking, you know, then, you know, they start crying. You know, like I hit the nail on the head, you know. And so that gave me an understanding tonight of why and what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the revelation gift.
And you're not judging, you're loving.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
Bluetooth connected.
Hey, Pastor Bird.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Now, for some reason, I can't get to the start of this particular video. I don't know what the problem is, but let me just share this. This is concerning wisdom, the word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The word of wisdom. A supernatural manifestation. Future event or happening or occurrence. And let me see where
we are. God turned around and warned Noah about an upcoming flood. He warned him through a word of wisdom. And when he did that, one of the things you have to understand is it was a warning about something that he needed to prepare for.
Yeah.
The next one I will show you is through King David. King David actually prophesied about Jesus as Messiah in Psalms 2 and Psalms 22. And that was a word for future revelation for witness purposes so that people would understand that Jesus was going to be coming. Another thing that I want to tell you is that when people turn around and operate in this gift or any gift, one of the things that's important to know is that when you operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's usually not just one gift operating. It's usually several gifts that are supporting each other. Man likes to think in terms of boxes, so to speak, and they think that when you're operating in the gift of wisdom, that there's only one box operating at that time. And that's actually not how that is. It's usually several boxes that are operating together. But one thing to know is that no one can manufacture a moving of the Holy Spirit. So if you operate in this gift now or in the future, there's nothing you can do to turn it on and make it go to work. This is something that you're led by the Lord where he gives you a supernatural revelation about a future event. Another important thing to mention is sometimes when people operate in this gift, they think automatically that maybe that means that they're a prophet. And I'm going to tell you that's actually not what that means. So let me clarify this, because this is important for the body of Christ. Remember, the gifts of the Spirit are for the building up or edification, the building up of the body of Christ. When someone operates in a word of wisdom and they're foretelling something of the future, and I say foretelling, when God gives them a supernatural revelation, a prophetic word about the future, okay, when they give it through the word of wisdom, just because you operate in the gift of a word of wisdom does not make you a prophet. However, if someone is a prophet, they will operate within this gift. I'm going to say that again. When someone operates in a word of wisdom, that does not make them a prophet. However, a prophet will operate within this gift. Now, when we talk about prophets, sometimes people think that one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit is prophecy. And they actually think that prophecy is the foretelling of the future. And it's not, and we'll get into that later within this study, within this series. The telling of the future is the word of wisdom. That's when God supernaturally imparts wisdom upon you or about a future event that has not occurred yet. And again, it's either for witness purposes or it's for preparation purposes, either for you to turn around and prepare for an event or for you to pray to change that event according to Romans 4:17, or it's for witness purposes. But when we talk about operating this gift, when you talk about being a prophet, not to get off scale, but there's actually five different offices within the church. You have the office of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. And just because someone operates within this gift does not mean that they're going to fulfill the office of a prophet. That being said, I want to jump right into the word and read where we can find this in the scripture. Yesterday we talked about if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11 is where it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read you verse 8 just so you can see where it talks about specifically a word of wisdom. Let's read. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Now, that's where it tells us about the gift. But I now want to take you, and this is the Apostle Paul who's teaching this. And remember, the Apostle Paul didn't learn directly from Jesus like the other original 12 disciples. The Apostle Paul came after Jesus' resurrection, so he actually learned directly through the Holy Spirit, which means the same teacher that was teaching Paul can teach us as well through God's word and through direct fellowship. I think that's an exciting thing. Next one I want to take you is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, so back up a little bit, and we're going to go verses 4 through 10. Let's read. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 10. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Guys, when we talk about a word of wisdom, again, a word of wisdom is when God gives you supernatural revelation, a supernatural word about a future event that has not occurred yet. Or as Paul said, a word that is not of this age, meaning it's something about the future. And when God does that, as a reminder, it's for a couple reasons. It's either for a witnessing tool or it's telling us so that we can either prepare or change it through our prayer. If he tells it to us as a witnessing tool, that's what he did through David, King David, when David wrote the Psalm 2 and Psalm 22. Those are examples of that in the Old Testament when he foretold about Jesus coming as Messiah. When he talked about that, and in fact, in Psalm 22, he actually talks about everything that Jesus went through on the cross. He actually talked about the things that Jesus experienced in his death on the cross. That's what that was. That was for a witnessing tool so that when the body of Christ hears it, it strengthens their belief in God and knowing that God is real and God exists. Now, when he told Noah about it with the example we used earlier, it was for a warning. And when God tells us something about a future as a warning, it comes for two reasons, but we have to seek him in prayer, asking what his will is for us so we know how to pray for that. The first one is whether or not we're supposed to prepare for it, and the second one is whether or not he wants us to change the outcome of that event by praying in the Spirit, according to Romans 4:17, calling things not as they are, but as they are meant to be. That is what a word of wisdom is. Guys, I hope that you continue growing with us within this study and that you gain something from this today. As always, we want to invite you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can check out all of our teaching resources. They're available to stream 24 hours a day. In addition to that, we invite you to connect with us on our social media, on our YouTube channel. We invite you to subscribe and share that with your friends. You can also connect with us on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Guys, if these teachings are meaning something to you, then we invite you to share them on your social media and share them with the people around you that are within your circles. In addition to that, if there's a subject or an area that you would like to be fed or taught in, we invite you to leave that in our comment sections of our YouTube channel or to go ahead and go to our website and underneath our contact page, fill out a real quick form, send it to us. That way we can go before the Lord and be led to teach you on the areas that you're hoping to be led and taught on. Guys, as always, we want to thank you for stopping by. We want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Power off.
There's a whole lot to think about.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I set the timer for 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, that was the last one, so you have to set the timer this time.
All righty.
Praise the Lord.
Questions? Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody?
Any questions, comments?
Power on.
The difference of this word of wisdom is for a warning or to prepare you for something that's upcoming.
Yes, or to change what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a hurricane barreling down on a highly populated area, and the preachers, the men of God that were sensitive to the Spirit said, oh, no, we're not going to let this happen. And they got together, and they began to pray. And to this day, the meteorologists, the weathermen don't understand. This thing took an immediate turn and went another way where they would not go to a populated area. They don't understand till this day how that happened, what caused it to make an abrupt change. It was men praying to God. Hallelujah.
We can't
so look, word of wisdom, there was really some word of wisdom that, yes, we can change this thing, and it's going to change. And they began to pray together. So, word of wisdom comes for us to prepare for something or to change what's coming down the road.
Hallelujah.
Any more comments or questions about word of wisdom or word of knowledge or discernment of spirits?
The everyday Christian has been living beneath the radar for a long time.
Yes.
We
think we are powerless. And see, one of the things, and you know, I do read a lot of books, and one word came across my ears just the other day, attenuate. This word is what the devil tries to do, to devalue us. That's what that word means, to devalue something. The devil tries to devalue the word of God, to make it like it's not true. Devalue us as individuals. We are valuable. We are mighty.
Amen.
We are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The devil wants,
amen,
and wants us to accept his report.
Mm.
You know, and see, the devil is a liar. We don't accept his report. We are valuable,
mm-hmm,
to God. We are valuable to each other. That's why it's so important for us to get together.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, because what is meant for our bad, we can turn it around and mean it for the good. So we can turn things upside, inside out, and right side up.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
That's right.
And a bag of chips.
That's right.
And our wealth is among those who are sanctified. So we're supposed to, we can't go to the world. We have to come in our inner circle, where our strength and power come from.
Yes.
And could you spell that word you just said?
attenuate. Okay, A-T-T-E-N-U-A-T-E. A-T-T-E-N-U-A-T-E.
And that's why it's good for brethren to dwell together.
In unity. Yeah. I think somebody preached that on Sunday.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because
people perish because of lack of knowledge.
We support one another. Your gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have, it can be a support to what we have. It's for the edification of the body, the building up the body, the protection of the body, the strength of the body, glory to God, the encouragement of the body. Can you imagine a church where the gifts of word of wisdom, word of knowledge, glory to God, discernment of spirits, glory to God, faith, hallelujah, working of miracles, hallelujah, working healings, hallelujah, all of that.
Yes.
Is manifested.
Hallelujah.
A powerful,
thank you,
dynamic church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Because we're only as strong as our weakest link.
That's right. That's why we got to preach the word. We can't, you know, one of the mantras of the United States Marine Corps, we leave nobody behind.
Yes.
And so that's why we minister. Sometimes we have to share stuff that we really is kind of hard. But we got to share it because we don't want to leave nobody behind. Because we need each other.
Yes.
We need each other.
Hallelujah.
Because we are valuable.
Yes.
We're valuable to God. We are valuable to each other.
Yes.
Amen.
God, we need you. We need you, glory to God. My yellow boy, Saka. Thank you, Jesus.
And one can put 1,000 to flight, too. 10,000.
And you keep on adding mighty men and women of God together,
Boy,
you're going to have a Holy Ghost explosion.
Army.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A mighty army of the Most High God.
And that's why we can't separate ourselves and stay away, because that's what the enemy can wipe you out.
I tell you, that's divide and conquer. We talked about that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A house divided cannot stand. Hallelujah. But anyway.
That's why we are our brother's keeper. We have to watch out for each other. We see someone getting weak. We're supposed to go to them to build them up if they will have it. If not, you know, get it straight. To let them know that we need you.
And
if they won't have us, we're still going to pray for them. We're going to leave them in the hands of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And some folks don't like to lovingly be corrected, but
Amen.
That's all right. We got the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. We're trying to save folks. We're trying to help save them from stuff coming down the road. That's why God has given us the word of wisdom, which to the body of Christ. Of course, it's also, you know, it's a witnessing tool, just like the word of knowledge. But,
Amen.
Goodness, sometimes we can't stand stuff on our own. We need to join together. A three-pronged cord is not easily broken.
Exactly.
I probably didn't use the right word, but y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Thank you. See, that's why we need one another. Because you can finish my sentence, or you can get the middle or the front part of it. I get one part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We better together. That's true.
In the name of Jesus. Anybody else have a question or comment about discernment of spirits, working of miracles? Let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. Discernment of spirits, word of wisdom, or word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Next week, we're going to deal with the power gifts. Hallelujah. The power gifts do something.
Oh, yeah.
The revelation gifts reveal something. That's why we talked about it. So you should know it. If I were to ask that in church, what are the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit? Somebody ought to be able to wrap off word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Power gifts. Faith is a power gift. Because faith, you do something. You know, faith without works is dead. It ain't faith if you don't put something to it. So faith is a power gift. Working of miracles, gifts of healings. Notice it, gifts, more than one. There's some for, well, we won't go into that. That'll be next week, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Do y'all like this? Or should I just stop doing it?
It's just awesome.
Amen. Amen.
Where have you been all my life?
Are you there? Is Sister Camilla there?
Yes, she is.
Oh, bless you, dear. Thank you. You've added, icing on the cake. And I heard while I was trying to key up something, I heard that there's somebody else new on the line.
It's a Camilla brought again.
Yes. Well, praise God. God bless you. God bless you. I want to share this with you all, too, because I think, let's see, we still have time. Do we have time? Yes. If you have somebody that don't want to, who just want to be quiet and they don't want to say anything, they can call the 515 number, the 515-602-9787, because we can't hear them. They can hear us.
Right.
So you can share that with somebody. If they don't want to go through all the numbers that you go through with the conference call number, they can call that number in here. Also, if you would like a link to tonight, if you like the, what do you call it?
Yes.
A link to get tonight's service.
Yes.
Call Pastor Pete, night's service. Bible study, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You call Pastor Pete, it's at 443-416-1201. Also, I want to let y'all know that the new semester for Institute of Biblical Learning will start the first Tuesday in February. Get yourselves together for that. If y'all want to register for that, y'all can start registering for that course. You can call Pastor Peaches also. It's also going to be a quote-unquote nine-week course. Nine Tuesdays. Hallelujah. But it's going to be powerful. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus. And several things we'll still be in, going towards spiritual maturity. We'll still be in that book. And we'll still be in Know Your Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will have a different course. It won't be vocabulary development. It will be another course. And hallelujah. We thank God for, we give gifts to people who register for the course. And we all gonna love the gift. Because Pastor Peaches, you did check with, was it Lifeway? And said that the Scofield Study Bible was cost $82.
Yes, I called somewhere. It was well in the '80s.
Y'all don't know, but see, y'all gonna get that. It's one of the things you're gonna get in the new semester. You say, well, how can you do what you do? My our thing is to make sure y'all understand the Word of God.
Yes. And the course is $49, right?
It's $49 for the next semester. You'd already saved some money. And we don't just give you the Bible. We're going to give you several things. If there are any new people, we got to give you some extra, like the textbook for growing towards spiritual maturity, the textbook for Know Your Bible. You're going to get that plus composition. So, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Is it the Lord?
That's our battle cry.
Jesus is Lord!
Jesus is Lord!
I got to give you $50, Pastor Peaches.
Woo! My mouth is bigger than mine. I said it to you.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
We were
doing
at the same time.
Oh, are you?
Hey, David.
Hallelujah.
That's good to God. But if you said it at the same time, y'all gonna have to split the 20. The 50.
You had to split it.
Have the check ready for her. I'm a good to God.
Hallelujah.
I want to just share with y'all. Sunday is the last Sunday before Christmas. Thank you, Lord. We won't have a live service on Christmas because that's on a Sunday. We'll have a service at 3 o'clock through from the archives.
Amen.
And so you can call the 515-602-9787 and listen to a service from the archives. But if you,
amen,
that's on Christmas Day.
Hallelujah.
Now next Sunday, those that come to service going to get blessed. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
They're going to be blessed spiritually. And God will bless them physically in a lot of different ways. Y'all just need to show up. You're going to get blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Good News Club is going to do a little something, too.
All right.
Thank you, God. Woo!
We're going to be triply blessed on Sunday. So we thank God for the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for all of you right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. There's some folk on this call right now. Their back is against the wall. They have trouble in their home. They have trouble in their life, on their job. They have trouble in their community.
Hallelujah.
But God.
Look, God.
Power on.
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think.
Power on.
Yeah.
According to the power that worketh within us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Children. Grandchildren. We speak the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over all of them right now in Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise, we do magnify your name today. You're worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us today, O God, this night, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, oh God.
Yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you're even touching and healing and delivering right now, oh God. Hallelujah, because signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings have followed the word of today.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We ask, oh God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We bless every family, every person on this call, super abundantly above,
yes,
spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to share something right quick here. Father God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For bringing it to my remembrance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are some people you know that have been in depression during this time because many years ago, during this time of year,
yeah,
they had an abortion. And they have been kicking themselves every time. And when this time of season comes, they feel depressed. I got news for you. The word of God says he loses nothing.
Amen, amen.
Before those children were in the belly, they were in God's heart.
Amen.
And when we all get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't care if somebody had 4 abortions and they had 3 live births.
But they all get to heaven when they get their seven children. Not three. But seven children will come up to them and
That's
say,
right.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And they can say, who are you? I'm just the spirit of the child that was aborted. But we were here in God's heart. And we went back to God's heart. And we were waiting for you to come. Because God loses nothing. So those folk who think they ought to be cast aside, beat up, and they've been beating up on themselves because of that, you are free. Because you haven't lost the thing for real. Because you're going to see them that come to you. And y'all together as a family will praise God. Even those that had stillborn miscarriages, they will be seen as spirits
yes.
of heaven. Because the word of God says in Samuel, hallelujah, in the New Testament where it talks about feeding the 5,000, that God loses nothing. Collect everything. Even that was left over, that was discarded. The basket was God's heart. And we're back to God. You say, well, how do you figure that out? Jeremiah, chapter 1:5 says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. Why?
Amen.
Because you were in God's heart before you came down here to put on an earth suit. I knew you. And for those that didn't get a chance to put on their new suit, that didn't diminish them. It diminished us. But praise be to God. All things going to work together for your good. Don't be depressed. I don't care who you are. Just know that you really didn't lose anything. You thought you did. God didn't lose anything. Be free in spirit. Be free in your mind and in your body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not advocating nothing but Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus. He wants to give life, not take life. But if it happens, if somebody had a miscarriage, that baby still got a name. You might have to give them their earthly name when you get to heaven. But, Mommy, if I put on my earth suit, what would you have called me? You may have to ask you that. God loses nothing, y'all.
Amen.
That's
God
right.
loses nothing.
All things work together.
He gains a whole lot, but he loses nothing, y'all. I just have to say that because that was on my heart. Because somebody has been depressed because of that.
Amen.
We want the freedom. That's hallelujah. Knowing the truth, that's what you're going to set them free. So you share that with somebody.
Amen.
And get hallelujah. If you need a link, because you know somebody that fits that particular profile, you need to get a link and play this thing for them. God bless you all. In the name of Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God. Praise your name, O God, for your revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. We thank you for your word, because your word is your will, and your will is your word. And we stand on it today in Jesus' name. Now be with us as we continue the rest of the evening. Let your Glory to God. Let your sun shine on us. I know it's dark outside, but let your S-O-N sun shine on us tonight. And we thank you because it's doing it right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
May you bless your name, God.
Every good and
perfect gift of Jesus.
Give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And the Bible study class said,
amen.
Amen.
The battle cry.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Yeah. You all. Love you. Nothing you can do about it. And I got to just tell y'all one thing before we close up. The reason why y'all being blessed, the reason why God is blessing your children, your seed, your grandchildren, the reason why God is blessing your community and your job and your church is because of...
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Because JC is in your house.
He was born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high. You take him low. You take JC wherever you go. Now tell me.
God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.